Working in an industry without paid sick time, breaks for meals, or privacy and discrimination protection sounds unacceptable to many. But that's the reality for millions of domestic workers in the United States, who include nannies, house cleaners, and home health care workers. For example, live-in nannies can work up to 24 hours a day with minimal pay and no breaks. And without adequate protections, they can be fired without notice. So far, just 9 states have introduced domestic workers' bills of rights that fix some of these inequities. In July, California Senator Kamala Harris and Representative Pramila Jayapal from Washington announced their sponsorship of a federal Domestic Workers Bill of Rights Act that would implement these laws nationally. Julie Cashin is a senior policy advisor at the National Domestic Workers Alliance, and she worked on the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights Act. Julie, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So is there a legal definition of what a domestic worker is? And if not, what's the scope of their work?
There is a legal definition, and domestic workers are the nannies, home care workers, house cleaners, can also be gardeners and chefs. They're people who work inside a private household.
And what are the demographics of domestic workers? I think, you know, we see anecdotally, I guess, here in New York, a lot of the women in particular who are doing a lot of the childcare. But across the country, what are the demographics? What do most domestic workers look like?
More than 90% of domestic workers are women. Most often they are Black, Latinx, Asian, and many of them are immigrants as well.
And in terms of the economics, how much are they generally paid on average, and what is their role in the broader U.S. economy?
Domestic workers are paid about $11 an hour on average, and often without any benefits. And these are the people who make all other work possible. They are caring for our children. They are caring for our aging loved ones. And they are keeping our homes clean and straight so that we can go out and work. And so they are really a driving force for the whole economy.
We mentioned some of the workplace benefits and protections that they don't have, including sick days or unemployment. Why is it that they haven't received these rights so far? I mean, isn't your organization working towards doing that?
The National Domestic Workers Alliance is working to make sure that domestic workers have respect and dignity at work and have all the rights and protections that they need. And there is a legacy of historic discrimination based on the legacy of slavery, where domestic work was done by slaves historically. And so when a lot of our labor laws were written in the 1930s and a little bit later, domestic workers and often farm workers were explicitly left out of those laws. And so domestic workers have organized to change that. And so, for example, the Fair Labor Standards Act, which includes minimum wage and overtime pay, domestic workers were originally left out. Some of that got fixed in the 1970s. More of it got fixed under the Obama administration. And the Bill of Rights would fix the last part of it, which is that privately paid live-in domestic workers are not currently protected by overtime. Some of the other rights and protections domestic workers are excluded from are because they're a non-traditional workforce, because they work one-on-one. So, for example, discrimination protection, which also includes protection from sexual harassment. Domestic workers are left out of the federal civil rights bill because it only covers employers with 15 or more employees. And most often, domestic workers are working one-on-one. So our Domestic Workers Bill of Rights would fix that.
What is it that domestic workers are telling you that they want when it comes to protections? Are they looking for something specific beyond what you just outlined?
Yes. I mean, first of all, they want people to see this as a job that deserves respect and dignity. It's a profession for them. You know, it's a profession. And they want the same things that, you know, we all want at work, right? Clear expectations and effective communication, a written agreement that lays out what is expected so that, for example, a nanny doesn't show up for work and then find out she's also the dog walker and also the chef, right? She wants to know ahead of time what she's coming into. They want stability, flexibility, a safe work environment, and fair compensation.
You mentioned that a lot of these workers are immigrants, and I'm wondering, has the current political climate of the current administration under President Trump wanting to essentially deport and deter immigrants from coming to this country in general, has that affected any of the work you see that immigrant workers are willing to do as far as speaking up more about these rights? Are they more inclined to just work under the table because of fear?
It is a scary time to be an immigrant in this country, and domestic workers have been, you know, fighting against so much of what's been happening. It is a really hard time to be an immigrant working in America.
And off of that point, I mean, one of the reasons why we're talking about this is because there was an op-ed in the New York Times where a nanny in particular was talking about privacy. And nanny cams that some of the folks that she's worked for have put into their residences. Are domestic workers afraid to speak up? Are they afraid to bring some of these issues to their employers?
I think we hear from some that are afraid, and I think that what we really need are better retaliation protections. And the Domestic Worker Bill of Rights would include that, to make sure that if you do speak up at work, that you are protected against everything, including being, you know, that someone would call ICE on you. The problem is it's not the law of the land yet.
And we mentioned, given the current political climate, this Domestic Workers Bill of Rights Act is being sponsored by Senator Harris, Representative Jayapal. But we are in a political moment right now that is very much where the president himself has cracked down on immigrants. Do you expect this to get bipartisan support and even be passed?
This is the beginning of a conversation. The Domestic Worker Bill of Rights was first introduced just this summer, as you said, by Senator Harris and Congresswoman Jayapal. And we're so excited to start to see so much support in Congress. And so this is the beginning of a conversation about the fact that domestic workers are people who, you know, deserve rights and protections, that if you are a household employer, that you, you know, have responsibilities to think of yourself as an employer. And, you know, we have passed these domestic workers' bills of rights in 9 states and 1 city so far. So we are building momentum. And I think that this will happen over time, but we're going to have to continue to educate people and organize around it.
Julie Cashin is a senior policy advisor at the National Domestic Workers Alliance. Julie, appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.